Welcome to Pod Junction, where business meets podcasting. Whether you're on a morning jog, driving to work, whipping up a meal, or just simply taking a minute for yourself, our weekly bite-sized episodes promise fresh insights from successful podcasters who have cracked the code of using podcasts to grow their business. So whether you're a podcasting newbie or a seasoned podcaster, this episode is for you. Welcome back to yet another amazing episode with Matt Edmondson and I on Pod Junction Podcast.
Why are we laughing already?
You tell us, Matt.
Well, I can tell you that this is the second time, ladies and gentlemen, we have tried to do this particular podcast because Seth have got all kinds of tongue-tied in the last one, which was just very funny. So we've just been laughing hysterically at that. So warm welcome to you. And in case you haven't figured it out already, although we talk about podcasting and how to use podcasting to grow your business, we do like the banter and the joviality, don't we? We like to joke around a little bit, especially me. It's just part of my personality. So very warm welcome to you. If you're after a really slick professional podcast,
move on.
Wow. And for the four people that are left now, welcome to Sadaf's mum, brother, uncle, aunt, my mum, whoever's listening to the show, thank you. It's family related. It's great to have you. Dear. Warm welcome to you. What are we talking about today anyway?
We are back with Egan Heath, and the surprise is this week that he is going to be talking about how he uses his podcast to grow his business.
That's a surprise.
That is a surprise, because last time, if you remember, you asked me the question, what's coming up? And I didn't know.
End of the last podcast, you said, oh, it's a surprise. So you figured out what the surprise was. I'm like, I don't understand how that's surprising, because we're talking about podcasting and how to use podcasting to grow your business. And ironically, that's what Egan's talking about. And that's not a surprise. No. Okay, good. All right. As long as I'm not going Looney Tunes, I'm okay. Cool. Are we going to jump straight into it? Or do you have a random question, which you normally have? I bet you've not prepped one.
I do not have a random question for you today, Matt.
Awesome. So the way this is going to work, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to play a video clip from the great guy, Ian, about his, what was it we're talking about again? How he uses his podcast to grow his business is actually the name of
Matt's
the show.
Just having a moment.
I'm just having a little moment. I just need to lie down now. I need some tablets or something. Anyway, we're going to play this video clip. I'm going to take some notes. Got my notebook. Got my pen. I enjoy these clips as much as anybody. And so we're going to take some notes. Then Sadaf and I will be back after this short video to go through our thoughts and our ideas about what has just been said. So hopefully we do it in an entertaining and informative educational way, rather than just blabbering on. But you be the judge, let us know. But before you do, here's a clip.
How do you use your podcast to help grow your agency?
Yeah, so this is kind of been a big question. And now that I have a business partner, he's kind of asking, hey, is this doing business? Is this worth our time, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's like that piece. And I think I had good expectation going in terms of, again, like, I'm almost not even evaluating that until the 3-year mark is kind of my thought, or even let's get a few hundred episodes out. So I guess that would be, if we could get to roughly one a week, you know, to when we hit the 150 mark, maybe I'll look harder at that. But anyway, to answer your question, I see it as a way to build referral partnerships. So when we were Get Found Madison here in my, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, in the US, it's like I built an SEO company by building referral partnerships with web design companies.
Okay.
And so their clients would say, hey, we're not on page one of Google. And they would say, go talk to Egan and his team, basically. So I saw how that worked. And that made sense to me. That was tangible to me. If I'm going to local networking events, I'm there in person. How do I reproduce this online if we're going national or international, right? And so it made sense to me of so we talked to quote unquote competitors that also run Google Ads, Meta Ads, et cetera. But we learn from them and we collaborate, and then we could potentially build referral partnerships. And so we have gotten referrals through the show that way. So I think of it that way. It's a way to keep current on what's going on. One, it's a way to build your network and get out there. And then also you're doing obviously the whole piece we talked about on content marketing, and you're building trust. So then the question is, okay, but then do you get clients through it? And the answer to that is yes as well. So We've had people reach out, and it's not even a, they're subscribed to the show and they listen every week. It's, they saw a specific episode and reached out. So it was a topic they cared about. They were really interested. They liked what we said on Google Shopping. And then we talked and did an audit and so on. So projects and clients, client work comes out of it. The other one I like to mention is I had somebody who was local. So they were e-commerce, but they were in our city or nearby. And they drove up and we met at a coffee shop to kind of talk through and do the sales process. Mm-hmm. And he sat down for coffee and this prospect said, I'm already sold on you. I just binge listened to all your episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's a nice place to start.
Yeah. And they became a client. So that's one you don't even think about where you're like, you're going, you're grinding. You're getting 12 views and listens on some of these things. And you're like, why bother? Why do it? You know, but you're thinking, for me, I was thinking we evaluated 3 years. We evaluated, you know, 150 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, your whole catalog is out there and people can go back and binge it. And it's pretty, it's interesting that he said that exactly. And that was such a differentiator. He was just like, obviously this guy's the authority. We're going to work with them.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that's interesting about that is most of the episodes are me interviewing other experts, other people.
Yeah.
So every night I'll have my team on, we'll talk through the channel they're working on or a case study. Mm-hmm. But most of the episodes are not even featuring us and our work and what we're doing. It's just like, it's just this level of authority. Oh, he's got the show on it. He must be the guy to hire. So
yeah,
that was powerful.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, I guess maintaining the integrity of what your podcast is about is pretty huge, isn't it?
Yeah. And some of those pitches we get from the, you know, the podcast pitcher people, like, it's like many of them are like, so-and-so is an experienced business leader in manufacturing. And it's like, you're kind of like, what do they do? Okay. Do they do e-commerce? Like, so we'll talk about general entrepreneurship and marketing and business stuff sometimes, but oftentimes, yeah, we have to say no, where it's just like, hey, this is an e-commerce show. This isn't just a chance for you to come on and talk about your stuff or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. And I also just, you know, you can put so much time into a blog post, into a podcast, into a video, into a webinar, whatever it is. And this consistency of let's do many things, let's get dozens of episodes and then more out there. You really never know. The ones you spend the most time on, it's total flub. No one cares.
Yeah.
And ones that you just kind of cranked out and didn't spend that much time on will just hit. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the view counts, when you look at the listen counts, they will eclipse everything else combined. It's just like, it's that power law distribution that you find throughout the natural world and the business world of a few of them are going to be more than all the rest combined. And you don't know which episode that is. So that's another reason to just keep going and keep putting stuff out.
If that got you curious and you want to catch the full episode, be sure to subscribe to the show. We've got plenty more great conversations coming up.
Welcome back. Another great clip there from Egan, actually. I really, really enjoyed that one, how he uses the podcast to grow his business. Now, there's a couple of things he said, which I think we should dig into. One, he talked about building a referral partnership through his podcast, which I thought was interesting. Two, obviously, he talked about getting clients directly. Three, it was part of his sales process. And I think really, really, the thing which really resonated with me was he gets clients directly through his podcast because they don't necessarily subscribe to his show, although I'm sure they do now. But they listened to an episode about a topic that they cared about. That was a phrase that he used, and that really stood out to me, is actually doing your podcast around topics that matter most to your potential clients. Obviously, it's going to draw them in because that'll get ranked, hopefully. And because you're answering the questions which they have, hopefully it'll cause them to reach out and get in touch. And it's done in a sort of a non-threatening kind of way, isn't it, through a podcast? So addressing the topics that your customers care about through your podcast, that I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Really cool.
Yeah, and as you were saying, like, it kind of sets him up, as they're listening to him talking about it, sets him up as a expert in the area, the authority on what's being spoken. So they already, as the guy said to him, I'm already sold on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love those kind of conversations. Yeah, yeah. I've listened to every episode and I still like you.
Even the first ones.
Even the first ones. You're an absolute genius. And I'm, but I, it's one of those things, actually. And I think, I mean, we've mentioned this before on the show, but the power of the podcast to get people to like you because they feel like they know you. You know the whole Zig Ziglar know, like, and trust thing when it comes to sales. People need to feel like they know you, they like you, and they trust you. There's something about podcasting which causes people to do that, which I find quite extraordinary. And I think about the podcasts that I listen to, especially the podcasts that I keep listening to. I'm starting to feel like I am getting to know, like, and trust who the different presenters of the show. Almost that if I sat down with them in a pub, they would obviously have no idea who I was, but if we sat down in a pub just chatting away, but I feel like I know them a little bit. I know a bit about their family. I know, do you know what I mean? All these kind of little things. And so you do build that know, like, and trust factor, which I think is really, really important. And especially also because when people listen to podcasts, it's not like they're listening to them in a sterile environment. Yeah. You know, they're listening to them when they're walking the dog or when they're, you know, chopping onions and making a chili or whatever it is that they're doing. That it's a deeply personal space, usually, where I think it's 75% of people listen to podcasts in what I would call a deeply personal space, including the car. So it's not in like an office environment. And so you're in a personal space. Hopefully you're bringing information, education, entertainment. And so you're building that know, like, and trust factor, right? Super powerful. Super, super powerful. So, and you do that again, coming back, talking about topics that the customer cares about, which is what we do on this show.
Yes, when we're not messing around.
No, when you're not messing around. I'm very serious all the time.
Yes, of course you are. but yeah, I think you're right. We do use this as a platform to do that, don't we?
We do. I mean, if you think about every topic that we talk about, it's something that you guys hopefully are interested in. Not every week you're going to be interested in every week. I get that. Some weeks are going to be more relevant than others. But it's not like we talk about, I don't know, football. You know, the Premier League's just finished. It's not like we're going to talk about what we could do, but it's not really that relevant to what you guys want to know about. You want to know how we use podcasting to grow our business, right? What are some of the tips, tricks from everybody else? And I think that when we talk today about, you know, how Egan's done it, you listen to that and go, actually, that idea of building a referral network is something that I've not thought about. I can implement that into my process somehow. And maybe there's something you don't quite understand or know. So you kind of go, well, I'm just going to message Egan because obviously his contact details and he'd love to hear from you. So you just go, well, I'm just going to message Egan and I'm saying, how do you do this exactly? And he'll hopefully answer you or tell you to get lost, one or the other, but at least you know, right? Egan would never tell you to get lost. And he'll tell you how he has done it, maybe to the detail that you need, or maybe answer the question specifically that you need. And that's what draws people in, I think. And it's great because Egan loves it when you reach out to him. You get, you know, new contact, you get to meet someone, you get some fresh ideas, and we kind of sit in the middle and hopefully it works well.
I think that's what's quite cool about the whole podcasting space, isn't it? Like, there's so much to learn and there's so many different ways of doing things, and it's quite interesting.
Usually.
Yeah. If you're not doing production. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Wow. Well, let me just, did you hear that sound? That was the sound of angels weeping for everybody doing production. That's what that was. Oh, how to make friends and influence people, Matt. So another thing that he mentioned, which I don't think has really been talked about before, is actually using the podcast as part of your sales process, which I really like. So, and it doesn't have to be done in a contrived way, just that, you know, he met the guy in the coffee shop who, like you say, turned up and he'd listened to a whole bunch of shows, hadn't he? And before we make appointments with people, before we do all that kind of stuff, just even putting a link to your podcast in your email, you'll be amazed. So I spoke to someone a few weeks ago. We're going through a phase at the moment on the e-com side of our business. We're doing some acquisitions, right? We're doing growth by acquisition. We're acquiring some new e-com businesses. One person that I went to see a couple of weeks ago, they came to see us, listen to the podcast on the whole journey up. Wow. Just listen to a few episodes. And in fact, it was a bit of a random episode because it was about how to deal with burnout, which was not directly related to EP, to e-commerce, but it was obviously connected with them. And so, yeah, it's really fascinating how that occurred, you know. I went and met somebody on Friday, sat down and talked with them, listened to a lot of podcast episodes. And they're like, well, you said this on the show, or somebody said that. And you're like, I genuinely, that's awesome. You know, oh, I don't remember. I don't remember my name sometimes, let alone everything else. But it's interesting, isn't it, how you can use it as part of your sales process, just from a simple link in your email telling people about the show, if that's the email that you're using to communicate with prospects. So it's not like I'm sending an email to a prospect going, hey, would you like to buy my stuff? By the way, watch this because we think you'll find it cool. And look, it's all about me and me and on iCall. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes that works. Not really if you're British, to be fair. The Brits don't like that kind of thing. We like subtlety much, much more. And so, but that said, you know, sometimes we get people. Last week, somebody emailed in, had a few questions for something that we do. All I did is just say, listen, appreciate the question. I think if you watch this, it will answer the questions that you have, give them links to one or two things that we'd recorded. And so using that as part of the sales process is really, really cool. And people really like that. So being able to send people to stuff to answer questions, the podcast you've recorded, because again, you're answering their questions, right?
Yeah.
Really powerful, really great stuff. You got anything to add to this? I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
No, no, that's fine. You can do. But I was thinking as you were talking actually about an episode few weeks ago with Marcia Reiner. Do you remember she was saying when someone trolls you, your name pops up? And it is a bit like that where they're listening to your podcast before meeting you to get to know you a bit.
Yeah.
And they want to get inside your head a little bit, understand how you approach life, what your viewpoints are on different things. So I think it is actually really helpful for that. And again, it's one of those benefits that doesn't of podcasting that doesn't necessarily give you sales right away or ever, but at least your networking relationships can really be built.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, love Marcia as well. She's a legend. But no, that's totally true. So takeaways from today, I think, go find the questions that people really want answered in the industries that you're working in. And do podcast episodes around those questions. You can even title the podcast that question. So for example, we've mentioned this before, we're making some changes to EP coming up to the e-commerce podcast, which is one of the podcasts that I host. We're going to start to introduce some different content pillars into the show. Mainly it's expert interviews, but we're going to include founder stories. We're going to include, I don't know what we're going to call it, the third pillar. It's just sort of my opinion on stuff, really. Just what I think about various different things, answering people's questions, mainly Q&A with Matt is maybe a best way to describe it. So if I was thinking about this for EP, some of the questions people have would be like, well, if I was starting an e-commerce business in 2024, what would I do? Because Matt, you know, you're already established in e-commerce. You've been around a while. You've already got market share or whatever it is. And so we're going to do a series of episodes like how I would start a business, how I would start an online business in 2024, right? Because that's the question people have. So that's just, I'm just going to give, this is how I would do it. And people really like that. What I would do to improve email marketing, you know, what would I do to make social media work for my online business rather than just being a black hole? I don't know how you'd spell that.
No, I don't.
But it's that kind of thing, isn't it? It's looking at the questions, the top questions that people have in your industry. Doing podcast episodes around those, that draws people in, and I think that's super helpful. And the good thing is you don't even have to answer those questions. So for example, if we were going to do one on email marketing, you know, how to do email marketing in 2024, I just need to go get an expert in email marketing and grill them. And it's not like I need to sit down and prep that conversation. So you can create those episodes, I think, relatively easily. Just constantly refer back to the questions that, you know, people have all the time. Because one, it will draw people in. And two, you can then email those out when people ask specific questions. It's like, you know, email marketing people might ask me and say, well, listen, these are the three things that you might want to think about. But if you want a deep dive, check out this podcast episode. You know, I think that it just gives you that base level of content, which is actually quite good.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Do you think that would work?
I think that would work great.
Always looking for validation from setup. Just like, yes and no. Yes and no. But no, hopefully you, anything else you want to add to that?
No, I don't. I think you've said it all, Matt.
I've said it all because you've been quiet today, which is unusual. Are you all right?
I am all right.
Are you sure?
Yes. This is where I burst out crying. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, yes, very, very interesting conversation. I like that. It's given me some food for thought because I need to go back and think some of the questions that people are asking and go, oh, I wonder what I'll do about that now. So, Egan, thank you very much. You are a legend for that top tip. Next week coming up, we have...
More Egan.
We should just call this the Egan Show.
The Egan Show.
What's he talking about? Or is that a surprise?
That's a surprise.
Hey! Da-dum, ladies and gentlemen, this is called proper planning and plopper.
Plopper?
Plopper planning and preparation. Prevent poor performance, apparently.
Yes.
Yes. We could rearrange that. Proper planning and preparation prevents poor podcasting.
Yes. I have to think that
through. I could see your brain is processing. It's like it was a mixture of thinking about that and what the kids are going to have for dinner later, right? Just thinking about these multiple streams in your head.
Yes. The life of a mom. Mom at work.
Mom at work. Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us this week. Hopefully you've got something out of this. Stuff you can implement in your own podcast to help you grow your business. But that's it from me. That's it from Setup. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't know why I did that stupid voice, but thank you so much for joining us. It's been great. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode at Pod Junction. If you've enjoyed the insights from this episode and want to hear the full conversation with today's special guest, don't forget to visit podjunction.com where you'll find more information about how you can join Pod Junction Cohort. Whether you listened while on the go or in a quiet moment, thank you for letting us be a part of your day. Remember, every episode is a chance to gain insights and to transform your business with podcasting. So keep on tuning in, keep on learning, and until next time, happy podcasting.